I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks for that introduction, Laura, and thanks for joining me for day five as we chase after God's will on today's weekday meditation. Is it possible for life to really, really stink and still find ourselves in God's will? Today, I can say unequivocally the answer is yes, positively. I mean, throw a dart at the pages of the Bible and you will most likely hit a character whose story could confirm that. As a matter of fact, you could just look at my life and confirm that. Job, Paul, David, Peter, Moses, I mean, we could go on and on and on. Years and years of less than faithful followers coming close to the promised land, but without getting it. They had all kind of struggles. They had all kind of challenges and wounds and undeniable facts of life. God's people don't get passed over by hardship, but hard times are the part of His will. They're part of His plan. We'd almost always choose to admit it if the choice were ours, but it's not. The difficult times that we find in our life are where God does His greatest work in our life. And following His will is rarely like the path of free-flowing water. You know, water will always find the path of least resistance. That's right. And God's will is rarely like that. The times in which I know that God has been using me, while they have been rewarding and wonderful, they have not always been easy. Right now, I can honestly say to you, some of my most challenging days are right now, and yet some of my most rewarding days are right now as well. I want to remind you that, friend, if you are in the middle of some challenging times, the more you seek after God's will, you will learn how to cope with them better and better. So today, before we meditate and listen for the Lord, would you join me in this short prayer? Lord God, right now I'm grateful for, and then you just tell the Lord two things. Lord, today I need you to give me direction that I might find your will and your way today in, and then you just talk to the Lord about what you're facing today. Lord, would you bring people around each listener and participant in today's weekday meditation that we might even just see tangibly and even feel you giving us direction to turn right, to turn left, to slow down, to speed up, and bring people around us that might even confirm these directions that you're leading us in. And would you cause our will to be surrendered to yours this day? And Lord, I pray that we would recognize it's not always easy, but to walk with you in every single Bible story is to know that there are hardships, and yet you will never leave us, and you will always carry us through that. So, Lord, we trust you in that today in the name of Jesus. And I invite you to draw a few deep breaths now as we separate the noise, anxiety, and stress of this world from a time of quietude and solitude to spend with God, our Creator, our Sustainer, and the God who loves to speak with us. Let's breathe. With every breath that we draw, allow ourselves to fall more at ease and our tense muscles to fall at rest. And let our mind slow down and our soul be quieted. Let me give you a few moments now to just simply be still, to be quiet, and to hear the voice of God as He prompts you, directs you, and leads you into His will and His way on this day. Well, I'm back, and I want to encourage you. You've probably walked through 5 days this week on God's will, and I want to say to you that that's not the easy work in following Jesus. The easier work are those things that people pat you on the back for, not the times that you are in quietude and solitude, just longing to hear from the voice of God. So I encourage you today, chase after him, because he is not playing hide and seek with you. Thank you so much for joining me. I want you to know how excited I am about Easter coming up at Sugar Hill Church. If you're anywhere around the Atlanta area, I invite you to join us. We'll have Palm Sunday, and then on Monday, Thursday, we always have a online guided communion service that starts at 6:30. It runs every half hour until midnight. We have had thousands upon thousands of people join us in years past. And then, of course, Good Friday services at 7 p.m. And then on Sunday, 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and 5 o'clock, as well as 11 o'clock Espanol on Easter Resurrection Sunday. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's Weekday Podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the Weekday Podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another Weekday Meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.